Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. Raging wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes has forced thousands of tourists to shelter in schools and indoor stadiums after being evacuated from their holiday resorts. Tour operators Jet2 and TUI cancelled flights departing for Rhodes, while Greek authorities have said it is among the biggest evacuation operations the country has ever conducted. We can talk now to journalist Damian McInnell in Greece. Damian, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. What is the situation like on Rhodes at the moment?
The situation on Rhodes at the moment is it's quite dramatic. We had a number of villages evacuated last night. About 19,000 people were moved from the southeast of the island, from an area in the southeast of the island, to safer parts on the island, and 3,000 of those people were evacuated by sea. So, as you said, those people were put up in a number of places over the night, in schools, sports centres, three ferries in the island's main town. And many of them now are trying to return to their countries of origin. So there are my understanding is that there are large crowds in the airport on the island, and they are trying to return home.
It must be chaotic at the airport, is it?
My understanding is because we have to bear in mind that many of these people left very quickly from their hotels. They didn't have a chance to bring their belongings. They didn't have a chance to bring their travel documents. So the Greek Foreign Ministry will set up a desk in the airport later today, where they'll work with embassies and consulates to try and arrange the timely departure of people who don't have travel documents. So my understanding is that they'll be issued with temporary travel documents that will enable them to return home.
And the Department of Foreign Affairs Damian, has said that it has been contacted by several Irish tourists who are in Rhodes. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's my understanding is that there is one or two flights a week from Ireland to Rhodes. So I would expect then that the if the Irish embassy hasn't got people on the ground, but there's an Irish consul on the island. So I would expect that the consul will be working with the Greek authorities then to offer any assistance to Irish tourists. But I can't say whether any Irish tourists were among those evacuated. I have no information that is the case, but I'm sure that there may be some Irish people among the evacuated tourists.
What do we know about and were there injuries in relation to some of these wildfires? What do we know about people's state of health?
Luckily, there haven't been any reports of any serious injuries. 11 people were hospitalised in the local hospital since yesterday, and two of those people were kept in for observation. One person suffered a fracture from a fall while he was being evacuated, and there's a pregnant woman who has been kept in as well for observation. But most of the cases were people with breathing problems. The people left these hotels, left their accommodation in quite the conditions were really very, very difficult. There was a lot of smoke in the air, so it would have been particularly difficult for everybody, but particularly difficult for the elderly, for people with young children. So the only most of the people admitted to hospital were for breathing problems.
All right. We have a statement in from the TUI group, which does fly into Rhodes. And it has said that because of the situation there, TUI has decided to cancel all flights and booked holidays to Rhodes for departures up to and including Tuesday, the 25th of July. But for now, Damian McInnulla in Greece, thank you very much for bringing us the details of what's going on there.